This is Wednesday evening. This is 11-11-20. Whatever significant of that day is, I don't know. This is a no-nonsense look at the book of Revelation. This is, the title is, The System We Were Born Into is the Antichrist System. And some of this you probably is going to be familiar to you. Maybe some of it won't be, so try not to repeat and repeat, but I do believe the Lord has a reason for us, Him wanting us in the book of Revelation on Wednesday night. So we will not be caught unawares. We will know what's going on. And people, we can tell whoever will listen. Okay. Because there's going to be people wanting to know what in the world is going on. Without a doubt. Okay, the only way to come out of this system is to become born from above. We're going to look at that. This is John chapter 3. So we're born into this system. And there's not really anything that we can do about it until we become born again. John chapter 3, verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. I know Jesus, 1,000-year, it's kind of echoing. His 1,000-year reign is coming and we're going to partake of all of it. But when we're born again, the kingdom of God comes to live in us. Jesus said, it's in you. The kingdom of God is in you. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it cometh. Goodness. And where it goeth. All right. Put up this mess. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh. And whither it goeth, so is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things and you believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. See, that's a clue there. There nobody goes to went to heaven, not in the old covenant. Not till Jesus. He emptied that compartment down there, paradise. He emptied it when he went there. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. So we're born into this beast system, and we're condemned. And this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world, and men love darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. World systems, it's evil. It's dark. The best of it, it's dark. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. So I thought that was interesting. After these things came Jesus and his disciples into the land of Judea, and there he tarried with them and baptized. And John also was baptizing in Anon near to Salem, because there was much water there, and they came and were baptized, for John was not yet cast into prison. Then there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying, and they came unto John and said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptizes, and all men come to him. John answered and said, A man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Ye yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but I am sent before him. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom which standeth and heareth him rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy therefore is fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease. He that cometh from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthly, and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. And what he has seen and heard, that he testifieth, and no man receiveth his testimony. He that hath received his testimony has set to his seal that God is true. For he whom God has sent speaketh the words of God, for God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. The Father loveth the Son, and hath given all things into his hand. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not on the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. So we see here a sorry state that we were born into. And then the renewing of the mind process begins to come out of the Antichrist system that we were born into. We are still in the world, but we are not of the world. That's 1 John 2, and we'll look at that. In the world, but not of the world. Because most people love the world, even Christians. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. And he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. He that saith he is in the light, and hateth his brothers in darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. He that hateth his brothers in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because you have known the Father. I've written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I've written unto you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Little children, it is the last time, and as ye have heard, that Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. If they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out, that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. I have not written unto you because you know not the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist, that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father, but he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. Let that therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning, that if that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you, but the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. Okay. The overall purpose of the book of Revelation is to reveal the Antichrist, to reveal the plan of God and our rescue, all of that's included in that, but to reveal the Antichrist. So let's go over to Revelation chapter 1. It's to keep us free from the Antichrist system. Okay, verse 1 says, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bare record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you, and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him. And they which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. So that we can be informed, that's the purpose. So we can be informed about the last days and the church age. There is no secret rapture. He will come back the same way that he left. So our whole existence is about becoming born again and realizing that we're in an Antichrist system and that we walk uprightly and not be deceived by the system and walk in the light. So we spend our whole life staying out of the dark and walking in the light. Okay. All right. Let's look at, well, Acts 1, that last part that I read to you, Acts 1. Verse 9. This is when Jesus is about to go to heaven, go back to heaven. He said, when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. So he's going to come back the same way he left. Okay. Now, I want to talk about the rise of the beast system. Now, we've looked, you're well familiar with what happened in Genesis 3, the fall of man. Genesis 6, we see where Noah, he was the last man standing, and he The Antichrist system had overrun his culture, and so God sent a rescue boat and then destroyed all the wicked. All right. There is a counter to the beast system. All right, Satan's MO is fear. The beast is not just a person, it is a system. Like it says, I just read, there are many antichrists. So someone who is not a Christian is antichrist. No, I'm a Muslim. No, I'm a Buddhist. No, you're antichrist. Jesus said he's the way. He's the only way. The beast is a rebellious renegade spirit. We read earlier that there are many antichrists, and even if they are not born again, they are considered antichrist. Because there are so many antichrists, we now know it is the end of this age. I talk with people, seems like nearly on a daily basis, so I'm going to argue with you that, no, we ain't there. You hear prophets saying that. You hear so many. There's very few that I hear that say, hardly any really, that say, the Lord's coming. They think when you say the Lord's coming, they think that means we're fixed to be raptured out of here. But to say that the kingdom is coming, that he's coming, he's coming to earth. He's not coming to catch us away. He's coming to the earth. It's frustrating. As we read in 1 John 2, the counter to the Antichrist system is love. We can see in full display right now the hate. It is so vicious. Just coming out of people's mouths, posting things about what they're going to do to people that supported Trump. Now, we know they're not going to do it, but I'm just amazed at the hate that is being pushed. I mean, I know there's always been hate in the world, but I've never seen it at the level that's coming forth now. All right, this is the beast system, the lust of the flesh. The lust of the eyes and the pride of life. Here's God's system, the love system. God is love. And so the love system is love of God, love of God's word, Jesus, and love of the brethren, and hate the world. At this day, time, and hour, we see the widespread hate. Hate for his word, hate for his children. They are totally taken over in the beast system and its lust, like the LGBTQ pride. You know, I just want to say, you know, you can't have it. You can't have that rainbow. God put that bow in the clouds to promise he wouldn't flood the earth again. You can't have it. Satan has nothing original. All he does is steal, like steal elections, steal God's banner, steal, kill, destroy. That's all he has. Lifted up in pride, Isaiah 14 talks about. Well, let's just read it. It's been a while since I read it. This is starting with verse 12 here. It says, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, I will be like the Most High. And this is what the Lord said to him, yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, the sides of the pit. He prophesied Revelation chapter 20 that was going to happen to him. But he was fallen from heaven. Because God was not going to allow that in heaven. And we're not supposed to allow it here on earth. We just have to ask the Lord to help us to know how do we walk in love towards these people or show God's love to these people that convinces them to turn from their hate. Because we're living in a time today that with the fraud that's going on and we see it turning to the right, that there's going to be a lot of people very disillusioned. And, you know, I said, Lord, help us. Help us. Help us to know what to do. if we know people like that, because frankly, I know people that have people in their life like that, but I don't personally know anybody that I think that I will see them wanting to tear buildings down and burn things and do things like that because they don't get their way, you know. So anyway, their banner is the gay flag. Well, their banner is stolen, surprise. God gave the rainbow to promise, not the flood. I already said that to you. Satan has nothing original. He's just a counterfeiter. All he can do is mimic God with his tricks. All he can do is steal from somebody else an original, something that's original. He steals and claims it as his own. Here's the Antichrist system and its fulfillment. We're seeing it in the earth today, worldwide. Romans chapter 1. I'm going to begin with verse 16 here. Paul is making this statement, and I'm sure that Paul felt like probably his world was really bad too, because he was called to the Gentiles, and they were into all the practices probably that our culture is into during that time. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. There's a scripture that says God is angry with the wicked every day. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible men, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. In other words, idol worship. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Doesn't it seem that way? It's like he has already turned them over because of the way they act. Because you think, how can any human being act this way, say these things? Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. So that tells me that God has put, well, this scripture, God has put eternity into the hearts of men, so men know. Just like these people that have resigned over the last few days, they're resigning all over the place. Why? Because they see the pendulum swinging. And they know old Biden is not going to be in the White House. And they see that they're going to face some dire circumstances. So they know God's put it in them. I don't care how demonic they are filled with. God has put something, their spirits within them. They know. They know. They may not have the power to turn back because of how wicked everything's become through propaganda, Some of them have been under MK Ultra to where it's like it's impossible for them to turn their minds back. They've been programmed this way, programmed in schools, programmed by television and other sources. And they know I want to do right, but I just can't seem to do it. I guess depending on the situation, God knows. But they know. Every single person knows. Because God created them. It's kind of like this. God has put His mark on them. And they can decide whether they will receive Him or they'll go His way. But they will go to their grave and they'll know who they're fixing to meet. Why do you think they'd run to their bunkers and hide for what? Who's coming? Don't think for a minute the deep state don't know He's coming. They're very defiant. And they know He's coming. They know who Trump is, that he's the chosen one. That's why this big mess. If it was just another leader, and it was just a time where, well, we're going to have, the Republicans are going to have the White House for 4 years, and next year, you know, that's the way it's been for years, back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. But just like the president says, this is not just another four-year election. Things are changing. The hammer's about to fall, and I don't mean Trump's hammer, which he does bear the sword. I mean God. Because of Satan's pride, he was cast down from heaven, but soon he will be cast down from here and sealed into the pit. I can't wait. Revelation 12 talks about him being cast out of heaven. See, God's not going to put up with that mess. And he put it in so where we don't have to put up that mess either. I mean, if we've got demonic activity around us, we can bind that stuff. And the Lord's having us bind it over the nation, bind it over our leaders. I mean, that's what we've been praying for 5 years now. And we're seeing it. We're seeing things turn around because of it. Heaven, everything's orderly in heaven. That's why when he comes here, there ain't going to be any more anything that harms or hurts. All right. He's going to get thrown in the pit, Romans 20, verse 1, 2, 3. God and his angels fought the beast, and God won. He no longer has a place in heaven. Now he is here, and we are fighting the beast with the help of God's angels. We are overcoming by Jesus' blood and our decrees. Know what's happening? That's what we're doing every day? All right, there's two major players. The false prophet and the Antichrist. These are individual leaders, but they're involved together. But make no mistake, this is a world system and it is called the New World Order. The false prophet is the whore of Babylon, the false religion, or you could say idolatry. To be part of it is to commit adultery against God. Like in that letter that I wrote, that the archbishop wrote to the president, he is calling out the Pope as the evil one. And he's saying to the president, you are the wall that's standing between the world and the beast. He's the one that's cleaning up the swamp. I mean, God's behind him. God and the angels are behind him. All right, let's turn over to Revelation 14. Now, we've read this many times. This is the sealing of the true Jews that are all over the world, which I say is the church, the true church. It's not those that are, a natural Jew is not what God is talking about here. Let me just read that. This is Romans 2, 28 and 29. I read it a couple weeks ago, I think, on a Sunday morning. Now, a lot of people get their backs up about this. I remember back out at a TV station, Christian TV station we had here, that they got off the track of teaching really Christianity and kind of more word of faith, and they started going to the Jew side of things, and they kicked off every one of the faith teachers off out of there because they said they were anti-Semitic. No, they weren't. All right, this is Romans 2, 28 and 29. For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men. So in Revelation 14, we see the church being sealed, and they're described as the 12 tribes of Israel. Well, let me turn over there because there's something I want to show you. He seals them. And then, I've got the right, wait a minute. You'd think I know this backwards and forwards. Well, just a minute here. Where's the passage? Let me look back here. Okay, it's chapter 7. It's not 14. Right here, he's talking about sealing 12,000 of each tribe. But then verse 9, he says, after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number. Well, I thought there's only 144,000. He says, no man could number, of all nations, all kindreds, and people, and tongues, stood before the throne, and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hand. Now, from what I understand, and from some of the things that I've heard that people are in the know about this stuff, they talk about the Israelites. I'm talking about the people in Israel, not all people, but the big people, that they're actually not Jews, because the scripture says some say they are Jews, but they are not. They're Phoenicians. And they are very, very corrupt. They're like worse than the deep state. Like they're over the deepest deep state, they're over them. They're the top of the pyramid, from what I understand. Okay? All right. And I was telling Danny today that I had listened to Charlie Ward, and there was a guy on there, this bishop somebody. He was very interesting. He was talking about that when they went into the Vatican and they discovered all those books in the Vatican, that one of the books that they found, which he said there were thousands of them, was the Book of Q. So I think in the future we're going to learn some things. And, you know, because I've always felt like God was in the Q. Kim Clint prophesied about Q. And so it's been Q, because Q, he said, Q was meant dark to light. It meant enlightening. And all the stuff about Q is dark to light, dark to light. All right, so it's a natural Jew. It's not what God is talking about here. I'm not anti-Jew in any way. I believe we must go along with the scripture, though. There are many that say that they are Jews, and the Bible says they are not Jews. But I believe the Q movement is of God. It's the Great Awakening, and it's bringing people together all over the world. And it's a way that we can communicate without the deep state, demonic propaganda of the devil through the mainstream media. That's what's brought all these people together. That's how people found out about President Trump. And that's why there's 57,000 people at rallies, is because this information, God found a way to communicate with us during this last day when they're trying to cut off every access for us to receive the right news. Okay. All right, so many early, especially Christians, only focus on natural Jews in a tiny nation, but this is not what the Lord is talking about. He's talking not about those that are naturally circumcised under the law, but he's focused on those who are circumcised of the heart. Because, you know, he would always talk about the Jews, about their hardness of heart. Right. All right, Babylon, or Babylon's fall, is the battle of Armageddon. It's all bad for them, but all good for us. Even though another bill of goods has been sold. It's nearly like, if you even mention something like that, they just immediately, they tune you out because they don't want to hear it. All right, there will be blood in the streets, but not ours. It will be the blood of those who followed the beast. Okay. Revelation 15. And I saw another sign in the heavens, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues. For in them is filled up the wrath of God. And I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, and stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. And they sang the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty, just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy, for all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. So people that are born again, they're following the Spirit in this day and time, they have triumphed over the beast in the number of his name. And after that I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was open, and the seven angels came out of the temple, having the seven plagues, clothed in pure and white linen, having their breasts girded with golden girdles. And one of the four beasts gave unto the seven angels seven golden vials full of the wrath of God who liveth forever and ever. And the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power, and no man was able to enter into the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were fulfilled. So Revelation 16 begins to pour out these. I heard a voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, Go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth. The first went and poured his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon men which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worshipped his image. And the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of dead men, and every living soul died in the sea. And the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and fountains of waters, and they became blood. And I heard the angel of the waters say, Thou art righteous, O Lord, which art with and wast and shalt be, because thou hast judged thus. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. And I heard another out of the altar say, Even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments. The fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto men to him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat, and blasphemed the name of God, which hath power over these plagues, and they repented not to give him glory. You know, these look like they're some kind of natural plague, but I wonder, is this the gathering up of these people and their executions and the way they're going to be handled? I don't know. The fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seed of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain, and blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and repented not of their deeds. You know, I told you last week when I read this about the media blackout, about the way they have tried to censor us and push us back into a corner. Now they will be. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof is dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are spirits of devils, working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world, to gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. And he gathered them together into a place called, in the Hebrew tongue, Armageddon. And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne, saying, It is done. And there was voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. The great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell, and great Babylon came to remembrance before God, to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent. And men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceeding great. You know, during this time of transition, I was speaking, as I was doing my confessions, I kind of had it come to me. I said, Lord, I'm asking you to send your angels with hail to stop the unrest and to stop these riots and to stop any repercussions, because you've sealed your people. You've sealed your people, that you'd protect them from the backlash of what's coming, because we're fixing to see the major swamp be drained. All we've seen really is a little bit. Punishment for those who follow the beast. The vials are being poured out because of that. It's a combo system of religion and political. Notice how, for the first time in history, how everything has become politicized. Everything. The fake news screech out political correctness with every breath. The church is being called out of this system right now. Not to partake of her sins. But there will be blood in the streets. But it won't be our blood. Okay, this is an area I don't know that I've really gotten into too much. In Revelation chapter 20, after the devil is sealed and then he is released, it talks about the Gog and the Magog war. And I want to read that to you. Because what this says to me is that whenever the 1,000 years are over and he's released, the swamp starts to farm again. And evidently it's going to be quite a mass of people. Because it says it's going to be like 7 years in burying the dead because of it. With that, well, let me read Revelation 20, verse 7 through 10 right quick, and then we'll turn over to Ezekiel. Been reading about Ezekiel the prophet. You talk about, he's probably one of the strangest prophets in the Bible. God asked him to do all kinds of weird stuff. Okay, when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan will be loosed out of the prison. He shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. They went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about in the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone where the beast and the false prophet are, and they shall be tormented day and night forever. Okay, let's go to Ezekiel 38. Just let me know when an hour's up, because I wasn't sure how long it would take. I don't know why people get it so confused. It's pretty obvious where it's placed in the Bible. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog of the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and prophesy against him. And say, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I'm against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal. And I will turn thee back and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth, and all thine army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. So it tells me They must have gone back to their practices of opening those portals. Because you talk about this prince here, that sounds like a demonic entity, a stronghold. Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya with them. Oh, there's some countries that are going to be on that side. They're going to go rogue. All of them with shield and helmet. Gomer, that's Egypt. Gomer. All his bands, the house of Togarma in the north quarters, and all his bands, and many people with thee. Be thou prepared and prepare for thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou a guard unto them. After many days thou shalt be visited. In the latter days thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword. See, it's been restored, had 1,000 years of peace, and is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste. But it is brought forth out of the nations, and they shall dwell safely, all of them. Thou shalt ascend and come like a storm. Thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy bands and many people with thee. Thus saith the Lord, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought. Think about that. 1,000 years with no evil thinking. Just think how glorious it's going to be. And thou shalt say, I'll go up to the land of unwalled villages. There's no reason to wall your village in. Well, return to the days where you didn't even have to lock your door at night. I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having their neither bars nor gates. To take a spoil and to take a prey, to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, upon the people that are gathered out of the nations which have gotten cattle and goods that dwell in the midst of the land. Sheba and Dedan and the merchants of Tarshish with all the young lions thereof shall say unto thee, art thou come to take a spoil? Hast thou gathered thy company to take a prey? To carry away silver and gold, to take away cattle and goods, to take a great spoil? Here he comes to steal, kill, destroy. Everything's been given back. 1,000 years. Nobody steals anything. Nobody breaks into anything. Nobody does anything bad. Therefore, son of man, prophesy and say unto Gog, thus saith the Lord God, in that day when my people of Israel dwelleth safely, shalt thou not know it? And thou shalt come from thy place out of the north parts, thou and many people with thee, all of them riding upon horses, a great company and a mighty army. And thou shalt come up against my people of Israel as a cloud to cover the land. It shall be in the latter days, and I will bring thee against my land, that the heathen may know me when I shall be sanctified in thee, O Gog, before their eyes. I guess, really, I don't know what kind of weaponry there is if they're going to beat all your weapons into plowshares. Thus saith the Lord God, art thou he of whom I have spoken in old time, but by my servants the prophets of Israel, which prophesied in those days many years that I would bring thee against them? Shall come to pass at the same time when Gog shall come against the land of Israel, saith the Lord God, that my fury shall come up in my face. For in my jealousy and in the fire of my wrath have I spoken. Surely in that day there will be a great shaking in the land of Israel, so that the fishes of the sea and the fowls of the heaven and the beasts of the field and all creeping things that creep upon the earth and all the men that are upon the face of the earth shall shake at my presence. The mountains shall be thrown down, and the steep places shall fall, and every wall shall fall to the ground. And I will call for a sword against him throughout all my mountains, saith the Lord God. Every man's sword shall be against his brother. And I will plead against him with pestilence and with blood, and I will raid upon him and upon his bands and upon the many people that are with him, and overflowing rain and great hailstones, fire, brimstone. He's going to have his angels. Thus will I magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will be known in the eyes of many nations, and they shall know that I am the Lord. Therefore, thou son of man, prophesy against Gog and say, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal. I will turn thee back and leave about the sixth part of thee, and will cause thee to come up from the north parts, and I will bring thee upon the mountains of Israel, and I will smite thy bow out of thy left hand, and will cause thine arrows to fall out of thy right hand. Thou shalt fall upon the mountains of Israel, thou and all thy bands and the people that is with thee. I will give thee unto the ravenous birds of every sort and to the beasts of the field to be devoured. Thou shalt fall upon the open field, for I have spoken it, saith the Lord God, and I will send a fire on Magog and among them that dwell carelessly in the isles, and they shall know that I am the Lord. So will I make my holy name known in the midst of my people Israel, and I will not let them pollute my holy name any more, and the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, the Holy One of Israel. Behold, it is come, and it is done, saith the Lord. This is the day whereof I have spoken. And they that dwell in the cities of Israel shall go forth and shall set on fire and burn the weapons, both the shields and the bucklers, the bows and the arrows and the handstays and the spears, and they shall burn them with fire 7 years. That's a lot of weapons. So that they shall take no wood out of the field, neither cut down any out of the forest, for they shall burn the weapons with fire, and they shall spoil those that spoiled them, and rob those that robbed them, saith the Lord God. And it shall come to pass in the day that I will give unto Gog a place there of graves in Israel, in the valley of the passengers on the east of the sea, and it shall stop the noses of the passengers. In other words, it's going to stink to high heavens. And there shall they bury Gog and all his multitude, and they shall call the valley of Hamon Gog. The 7 months shall the house of Israel be burying of them. I guess I was wrong. It's not 7 years, it's 7 months. That they may cleanse the land. Yea, all the people of the land shall bury them. The fire burn, the weapons burn for 7 years. In other words, there'll be enough fuel in that stuff, probably to people can use it. Yea, all the people of the land shall bury them, and it shall be to them a renown that the day that I shall be glorified, saith the Lord God. They shall sever out men of continual employment, pass it through the land to bury with the passengers, those that remain upon the face of the earth, to cleanse it. After the end of 7 months, they shall search. In other words, they have to hire people just to bury people. And the passengers that pass through the land, when any seeth a man's bone, then shall he set up a sign by it, till the buriers have buried it in the valley of Hamon Gog. Somebody's carrying a bunch of little flags to put by the bones. And also the name of the city shall be Hamona. Thus shall they cleanse the land. And thou, son of man, thus saith the Lord God, speak unto every feathered fowl and every beast of the field, assemble yourselves and come gather yourselves on every side to my sacrifice, that I do sacrifice for you, even a great sacrifice upon the mountains of Israel, that you may eat flesh and drink blood. Ye shall eat the flesh of the mighty, and drink the blood of the princes of the earth, of rams, of lambs, of goats, of bullocks, all of them fatlings of Bashan. Ye shall eat fat till ye be full, and drink blood till ye be drunken, of my sacrifice which I have sacrificed for you. Thus ye shall be filled at my table with horses and chariots, with mighty men, and with all men of war, saith the Lord God. And I will set my glory among the heathen, and all the heathen shall see my judgment that I have executed in my hand that I have laid upon them. So the house of Israel shall know that I am the Lord their God from that day and forward, and the heathen shall know that the house of Israel went into captivity for their iniquity, because they trespassed against me. Therefore hide I my face from them, and gave them into the hand of their enemies, so fell they all by the sword. According to their uncleanness and according to their transgressions have I done unto them, and hid my face from them. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, now will I bring again the captivity of Jacob, and have mercy upon the whole house of Israel, and will be jealous for my holy name. After that they have borne their shame and all their trespasses, whereby they have trespassed against me, when they dwelt safely in their land, and none made them afraid. When I have brought them again from the people, and gathered them out of their enemies' lands, and am sanctified to them in the sight of many nations, then shall they know that I am the Lord their God, which caused them to be led into captivity among the heathen. But I will gather them unto their own land, and have left none of them any more there. Neither will I hide my face any more from them, for I have poured out my spirit upon the house of Israel, saith the Lord God. So, it's going to be quite a battle, it seems like. Okay, now I would like to focus again on the mark of the beast. The chip in the hand or the forehead are just the byproduct of the beast system. As technology progresses, so the beast system implementation of control advances. I have suggested that the Social Security card is just as much a part of it as a chip would be. A credit card you could view the same way. It's just technology that's being used for evil. In other words, said, don't fear the technology. It's who has it. At this point in time, through Nasera or Trumpsera, whatever it's going to be called, whatever version of it, we as God's people will be released from this slavery that we have been in all of our lives. I've heard that there won't be any more debt, no more credit cards, no need. We will have a go-back exchange for goods and services. The mark of the beast goes a lot further than just a chip or a card. I don't think it's just, just one thing. This has been a progression since we've been born. I was studying this afternoon for television and bringing up about part of Nasera is where they can no longer use your birth certificate or sell your birth certificate or merchandise off the birth certificate because from what I understand, the Department of Transportation can legally use your birth certificate to traffic you. Because when a baby's born, you don't leave the hospital without that birth certificate signed. And that's the chattel. That's like a rancher having a stock certificate of a cow he bought. And he has the right to do with that cow whatever he wants. And that's the way they think. That's what the beast system thinks about who it has enslaved. That you're just chattel. And you can see, they don't care about us. They don't. They don't care about us. All they care about is themselves. All they care about is money, power, control. That's why in this Great Reset, that's why people that don't do what they say, they'll go into detention centers. That's the mark of the beast. That's his plan. That's his way. That way's being stopped. Okay. The mark of the beast goes a lot further. Okay, Revelation 13:8. Let's look there. Revelation 13:8. I feel like Brother Copeland. I remember one time somebody was looking in his Bible. Okay. Somebody was looking in his Bible and he said, "Where'd you get that white marker?" He said, "That's not a white marker." He had everything marked. The whole book of Revelation's marked. And now I've got lines under it. And then I do stars because so much of it. It says, "And they that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world." If you're not following the Lamb, you're following the beast. It all has to do with the allegiance, and that allegiance is worship. It's a condition of the heart. And I'm going to quit there because my hour's up.